We're joined in the studio this morning by the UP Poet Laureate, Martin Akitz, updating us on some of the upcoming events during National Poetry Month here, as well as one that's going on here at Northern Michigan University tomorrow. Good morning and welcome, Martin Akitz.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, this is the best month of the year, National Poetry Month.
And it might even be spring, too. But
Well, let's not push it.
Do you have any poems that encourage spring?
Do I have poems that encourage spring? You know, because I'm the UP Poet Laureate, mostly it's winter, so.
Winter and a weekend of summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You got a lot of, if anyone felt you should, okay, I'm going to start again.
Okay.
Those of you listening right now, visit Facebook and follow the UP Poet Laureate. You'll get a lot of great updates on really an amazing amount of events that keep going on week after week, month after month. I'm surprised you haven't cloned yourself yet. But we sure appreciate all the visibility of poetry. But you've got something kind of quirky coming up tomorrow, at least by the title. Tell us about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah. You know, I've been working on Bigfoot poems, and probably people have heard me read Bigfoot poems before. But I've been working on this manuscript for a while. And, you know, I'd never been invited to read here at Northern on campus. So I was at a luncheon in December, and someone said, "You've never read here?" And I said, "No." And she says, "Well, we got to remedy that." So I was invited to read for National Poetry Month here at the Ed Hardin
the Learning Resources Center.
Yeah.
But can we find out Bigfoot? When you brought that up,
yeah.
I'm like, you're writing poems about Bigfoot. What's going on there?
Well, you know, Bigfoot has been with me for a while.
Okay.
I've always been really intrigued by it. Mm-hmm. You know, I always think of, you know, we don't have a lot of mythology nowadays. And I think that Bigfoot is probably the last vestiges of mythology in culture. People have asked me at readings when I do Bigfoot poems whether I believe in Bigfoot or not. And I'd like to say that I believe in the idea of Bigfoot.
Okay.
And I use Bigfoot in these poems more as a metaphor. It represents sort of those kind of big, hairy things in life that we all deal with and struggle with. So
but
that's
almost
what
never quite see or can put your finger on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, Bigfoot becomes a really great vehicle to talk about all kinds of things.
Okay. Can you read a Bigfoot poem for us?
Yeah.
Let's hear about him.
I'm going to read you the title poem from the manuscript that I'm working on. It's called Bigfoot Crossing. And the title of this comes from a photograph that a friend of mine who was going on a motorcycle trip out through the Rockies, they were going down the road and they came across a sign on the side of the road that said Bigfoot Crossing. And she took a picture of it for me. And I was like, that is so good that I had to use it. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this poem inspired by that picture. It's called Bigfoot Crossing. A shape looms. Something you half recognize, deer, coyote, your uncle who went into his basement one afternoon with a shotgun. It's larger, a black hole with legs that blots out everything in proximity, sycamore and feral swine, lakes scooped out by glaciers, hunger for the meatloaf your mother no longer knows how to make. Hamburger and egg and oatmeal kneaded together, folded into a bread pan, nestled deep in the oven behind her eyes. You aim your Subaru down the highway. Headlights stitch night with comet tails, carving shadow into the pine stump you fell on as a kid, constellations of yellow jackets oiling across your back. Into the shoulders, arms of the girl you took to junior prom, skin that made your fingers sing Nason Dorma. Into your sister who died one August morning when her breath became ripple, then wave, then tide, then lake, then ocean, then horizon, then Venus, then Milky Way, then nothing. You must decide whether to break, slow down, stop, let whatever it is cross the road before you, or speed up, continue on, hope that it slips back into the forest like a flushed partridge or receding tsunami, like the smell of Cools and Seven Crown after your dad kissed you goodnight. So,
that was lovely.
that poem sort of touches on that, all those things that sort of crowd in on you and sort of haunt you for years. So,
yeah, until your dad kisses you goodnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lovely ending.
Thank you.
And the event now about Bigfoot mm-hmm. is tomorrow, so folks can come out to the LRC here at the NMU right. campus.
Right. It's in the atrium on the first floor towards the back of the building.
Okay.
And it starts at 3 o'clock, and there's going to be Bigfoot poems, and there's going to be Bigfoot pictures, and I don't know. You know, the person who was arranging it said maybe Bigfoot will show up.
There
so
we go.
That would
well,
be really
spread
cool.
the word. If Bigfoot listens to public radio, I'm sure he'll be there.
I think yeah. that Bigfoot does.
Now, what else is coming our way here? You mentioned something about the Huron Gallery at the Peter White Public Library.
Yeah, there's something really, really fantastic at the Huron Gallery at Peter White this month. It's an interactive art exhibit. They're poetry broadsides, and basically broadsides are poems that are paired with artwork, they're really beautiful and framed on the wall. But it's an interactive exhibit, so that you can go there with your iPhone or Galaxy, whatever, and you aim your camera at the picture, at this little code, and you can actually hear the poet reading the poem as you're looking at the work. So it's really something that I've never seen before.
What a great idea.
Fantastic. Yeah, and there's going to be a reading for that exhibit on April 19th at 7 p.m. where okay. some of the poets, I'm not sure if all of them are going to be there.
No, they're
some
local,
of the
all local poets, right?
Yep. All of the poets are local. Some mostly part of the Marquette Poet Circle, which is a really great group that works here in Marquette area. You know, people, I don't think, realize what a thriving poetry community really exists around here. But you go to one of these readings and poets are just crawling out of the woodwork.
Oh, so that's terrific. I've seen a lot of the pictures from the events you've mm-hmm. been hosting at the Joy Center mm-hmm. or around about, and there's always a nice crowd. And there's always a handful of folks reading. It's not just about the poet laureate.
No, you know what? I would love it for it just to be about me, but really that's not what being poet laureate is about. My whole thing is I really want to promote poetry in the area and poets mm-hmm. in the area. I think that's really what the job of being poet laureate is. You know, it's making people aware of poetry and poetry events, going into schools and maybe turning some of the students to the dark side of poetry. And, you know, yeah. Think of me as Darth Vader in the schools. Yeah.
I was wondering, I see on Facebook that you're across the UP, you're mm-hmm. up in Calumet, you're out in Sault Ste. Marie, all over. Is there a stipend that goes along with the position to help just sort of cover costs?
You know, there is no stipend, but, you know, I was lucky enough to have a very generous person give me a gift that has allowed me to travel and stay places so that I can promote poetry. And
has that made
readings.
Things possible that would not otherwise have been possible?
It absolutely has made things
Thank
possible.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm so grateful to that person.
Yeah. And now you're halfway through your residency. Mm-hmm. How have things been going? Is it everything you dreamed of?
I don't know if I dreamed of it or not. You know, I actually, when I first was named, I had voted for Kathleen. So, mm-hmm. you know, I thought that she was going to be the one that was going to be doing this. But, you know, you just sort of find your own footing. Mm-hmm. When I spoke to Andrea Scarpino, who was the previous poet laureate, one of the first questions out of my mouth was, okay, what do I do? And she basically said, well, that's up to you. You know, you make it what you want. That's pretty much what I've done. I pretty much had to decide what my own agenda was going to be and how I was going to go about using these 2 years to promote poetry in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. We're talking to the UP Poet Laureate, Martin Ackitz. There's an event coming up tomorrow afternoon here at Northern's Learning Resources Center, the library building. What's the title? It's about Bigfoot, but what's the actual title of the event?
Well, I call it Bigfoot Crossing.
Okay. Do you have another poem for us?
I can read you another
poem.
Yeah, let's see here.
It is poetry month.
It is. Well, you know what? I gave Bigfoot his due, so I'm going to give Lady Bigfoot her due. I write Lady Bigfoot poems too.
Excellent.
So, this one is called "Lady Bigfoot kept him in her cave," and that title comes from something that I got out of the Weekly World News. It was an article. I don't know if people remember the Weekly World News, but it was this magazine that did these crazy stories about Bat Boy and Bigfoot and all this. So I really loved this title, this headline for this article, so I used it. Sure. So Lady Bigfoot kept him in her cave. For some, the flash of deer tail in the woods, rabbit shadow in moss and moon, that small, that fast, that fleeting. It's the silver tongue of frost on grass, hungry for sun. And when sun comes, there is an instant of abandon, chimerical, ice and light and mist at once. Then a field of green tears. Few know love so large it eclipses bird and brook, wind and forest, reef and ocean. Love with granite arms and bare breath that swallows you like blueberries big, round, and sweet. See it, tall and wide as redwoods. Hear it, a wild howl, half human, half wolf. A universe of limb and muscle, the fierce gravity of lip, shoulder, and breast. That is the love he knows, ravenous. Every day it takes hold, leads him through the cave, through blackness so black he loses skin, that organ of form and touch, of ecstasy. Surrender is an ant and grub, fern and apple, cloud and rain, all of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was great. Martin Ackitz, the UP Poet Laureate, halfway through your residency.
Yes.
What have you got planned for this year?
Well, you know, more readings for sure. I have to put in a plug, Kathleen Heidemann, who was the runner-up yes. this year. She just released a book of poems, and there's going to be a choral concert on campus, and I can't remember the date, but it's at the end of this month. 28th and 29th, thank you. There's a composer that took a couple of her poems and put it to music. And from what I hear, it's absolutely stunning. So I just want to put in a plug for that. See, that's what I do as Poet Laureate.
Thing.
Yeah, I plug poetry.
There you
so.
Go.
I'm going to be reading at the Huron Mountain reception. And then every month I also do a poetry workshop at the Joy Center where mm-hmm. anybody can come. It doesn't matter whether you're a poet or not. You just come and we sit and write. And, you know, if you write poetry, that's great. If you write letters, that's great, too. It doesn't matter. But I do that every first Thursday of the month.
Okay.
The Joy Center is sort of this little gem that hardly anybody knows about in Ishpeming. It's just a beautiful place in the middle of the woods where they do yoga and readings and art. I have been doing a radio show up in Calumet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mention the name of that again.
It's called the Red Jacket Jamboree.
Okay.
The title of that comes, I think, at Calumet used to be known. The city used to be called Red Jacket. And so that's
that.
Where, yeah, so that's where Red Jacket Jamboree comes from. And it's a great program. We have great jazz musicians, and we go up there, we do skits, I read. I went from being a guest poet to being a performer, and now I've been promoted to co-host.
Oh,
so
you're an everyman.
I am. What can I say?
All right. Well, Martin, it's so good to see you again. Well, we hope that you come by again soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The event is Bigfoot Crossing. It's tomorrow at the Learning Resources Center here at Northern's campus on the main floor at 3 o'clock Eastern. Come on out and hear all about Bigfoot.
Yes.